Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. It's Friday, and our friend Brian Cochran is on the phone with us to give us the update on the financial markets. And Brian, all I can say is it doesn't look like the markets care too much about the politics of the day.
Yeah, we've been singing that tune for a while, haven't we? We've had a lot of good conversations, I feel like, over the last 6 months or so about separating your political opinions and your feelings there from your investing decisions, because the market may not be as focused on politics as you are.
And I'm just amazed by that, because you would think, and even me, I fall in this category, I look at the news and I just think it's the end of times. And obviously God is in control and there's some other things going on, and the investment markets are pretty calm. They're growing. They seem to be have some optimism about our country.
Yep, and keep in mind that markets are not a measurement of political certainty or civility amongst the population. Markets are a way to value, in the case of stock markets, individual companies. And so what you see when you see the stock market change is you're seeing thousands or really millions of investors trading stocks based on the prices that they think reflect the latest information that affects the value of companies. And what we saw in the days after the Senate election became more clear in Georgia, and it became abundantly clear that we were going to have a all-Democrat federal government from the House and the Senate, as well as the executive branch, what it seems that the market is pointing toward now is they expect an inflationary period ahead, and that's what stock prices seem to reflect in those trading days after the Senate elections.
So, Brian, how should our listeners take that information into account? I know you only spend about 10 minutes with us today. We're going to have you for the full hour next week. Talk to us a little bit about planning for 2021.
Yeah, I think let's introduce some concepts today, and I do look forward to next Friday digging deeper into these. I think the biggest thing is not to overreact. So stock markets can move very dramatically in short periods. And if you're a day trader or a speculator in the markets, that might be something you want to jump in and take advantage of. But for most average folks, we have to shut out the short-term noise and look at the long-term. And so a couple key principles I would focus on is even if the stock market's doing well now, it doesn't mean it's time to jump in and put all of your money to work. You still need to protect any short-term cash for your emergency reserves or any expenses you have in the next 12 months. That's a really important thing. You know, the market may not continue to rise for the next 12 months. We'll have some jitters now and again. So we want to keep short-term money out of the market and safe. That being said, more long-term assets, I think it's more important to look at your personal strategy, your personal risk tolerance, how much volatility will you accept, and continue to build your plan based on that and not get caught up on the changing short-term tides that happen in the markets day to day. And so I think it's easy to get emotional in a time like this because of the political implications and because of all the feelings we all have during this time. But with our money, we need to keep more of a long-term view and be patient.
Brian, as you take a look at education, and I know you have young children, and you've probably done some of the schooling at home, the remote learning, all of those kinds of different things. How do you think about long-term education for your kids and saving for them now?
Yeah, we always have that conversation with our young families that we serve, that education funding is important and building a reserve is important. However, one of the things we look at, we use the airline principle. I think we've talked about this a bit in the past. When you sit on a commercial airplane, they walk you through the safety steps at the beginning, and the flight attendants are pointing at different places and talking about everything. One of the things they talk about is if there's a loss of cabin pressure, you'll have some mass fall from the ceiling. And what do they always say? They say, put your mask on first and then put the mask on your child. And so the reason I bring that up is we see sometimes people are so excited to save for education for their children or even their grandchildren that they put that education funding ahead of things like their short-term emergency reserve or properly paying off their debts that might have higher interest or even saving for their own retirement, the things that they have to control for their own needs. And so we don't want to be selfish. We want to be generous with our children and care for them. But make sure that when you're looking at education funding, that you're not putting the child's needs ahead of your own and compromising your short or long-term security just to support their education down the line. So education is important, but maybe it's not the highest priority even for a young family who wants to see their child go to college.
Brian, our short weekly updates are almost not enough for me. You bring up all these great things, and I want to ask you 25 more questions, but we'll just have our listeners wait till next Friday. So thank you so much for the update. Safe travels, and we'll see you in Albuquerque next Friday.
I look forward to it, Jim.
God bless you, my friend, and we'll be back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKrekkerLawFirm.com. The CRECCA lawfirm.com.
Does God exist? And if he does, is it possible to know him? Your answer to those two questions shapes how you see the world. Skip Heitzig once wrestled with those very questions himself.
You know, I've been teaching the Bible for over 3 decades. Before I became a Christian, and when I was new to the faith, I studied science and philosophy alongside the Bible. As I studied, I grew confident that God does exist, and yes, we can know him.
In Biography of God, the brand new book by Skip Heitzig, you'll learn to remove the limits you may have placed on your idea of who God is.
Everything changes when you acknowledge and believe that God is who he says he is.
Biography of God is our way to thank you when you give $35 or more today to help expand this Bible teaching outreach to more people. Request your copy when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. I want to thank Indigo Mortgage for sponsoring the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next home loan. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Fun second segment today. We're going to go all the way up until the 2 o'clock hour with Terry and Mari Asari Jano, Academy of Music. They are music teachers, and we've had a good time. I've known both of you now for, when was this, 8, 9 months ago you did your last show? And we're talking about God's Talent, ABQ God's Talent Show, and it's coming up here. The auditions are right around the corner, February 26th. Those are all the deadlines for auditions. Terry and Mari Asari, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
This is a lot of fun. Hey, get real close to those microphones.
Yes.
Okay. Now, neither of you are singers, but you've been like musicians at a very high level, playing professionally for a long time. So now I got to treat you like your voice talent, right?
We're totally instrumentalists, but she's a vocalist too.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I asked you earlier, you know, what instruments and things that you play, and you play the piano and the guitar and the drums, right? Yeah. So you're not rhythmically challenged as I am.
Well, it can be challenging if it's complicated, but it takes practice as well. Yeah,
that is a lot of fun. Terry, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about Albuquerque God's Talent Show.
It's a talent show for mid through high school Christian artists, and we're looking for more than just singers.
Okay.
We're looking for all kinds of talent. They could be vocals, praise teams, instrumentalists, praise bands, speakers, Christian motivators, comedians, just the gamut. But we're trying to glorify God through to show people that God works through us and to showcase their talents.
Yeah. And so you have audition. An audition deadline is February 26th. You're kind of doing that electronically.
Yeah. Because of the COVID, we're allowing them to, or we want them to video their act, load it up onto YouTube, and send us the link. And that that's due by February 26th. And it doesn't have to be a great video with lots of productions and lighting. We just want to hear their talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's real simple.
Well, I loved what you said here. You've got vocals, instrumentals, comedians, and I joked around prior to the show starting today that, comedians means you'll have a few future pastors.
Yes, that will be happening.
Here's another thing I want to say. So you guys are a very interesting couple to me because you've both been professional level musicians. You've both been teachers. You've taught at Hope Christian School. You run an after school program now still at Hope. You have the Jano Academy of Music, which is available to everybody. Tell us how people get in touch with you about your music program.
They can go to two different places. They can go to, for Albuquerque God's Talent, it's ABQ God's Talent. No apostrophes or anything.
Okay.
Just ABQGODSTALENT.com. Okay. And they can see all the information, and there's an online way to sign up for the audition. And the audition, we set a fee of $20 simply because we want people to be serious. But whenever we do the live performance, that's free to the public. There's no charge.
And there will be a pre-monetary prices for first, second, and third place, you know.
Now, if they want to know about Jano Academy of Music, they can go to our other website, JANOW4, the number 4, music.com. Yeah. JanoForMusic.com. So there's two places they can go and find out all this.
And find out all about it. Maria, sorry, I want to ask you about women who are musicians.
Yes.
Are there as many opportunities for women as are for men?
Yes.
Are there more, maybe?
I would say more.
Yeah?
Because, you know, most of the vocalists, they're really, you know, they're male, females, and, you know, they're into more choirs. And I find it a little bit challenge for some male vocalists to jump into the choir, you know, like to be part of choirs for some reason, you know, in my experience of teaching, because they felt intimidated or some sort of, I don't know. But, I mean, if you look at right now, I mean, there's so many male singers as well, you know.
Sure.
But if you look at their backgrounds, they actually were in the choir, you know, and doing some music.
I'm going to go off script here a little bit.
Sure.
But I'm thinking as we're talking about various genres. I don't know if that's the correct term of music, but you talk about instrumentals, and you know, just I think it's really interesting that Terry has experience playing with Lawrence Welk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody that's, you know, 50 years plus knows about Lawrence Welk, and so you have this image of a certain kind of music and the dancing and those kind of things that go on. You also have been teaching people they're going to rock out a little bit. So is any kind of music okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I don't think there's any kind of music that's terrible. There's certain kind of, I think it's the lyrics and the content of the message that's bad. I don't think music is bad. Music was created by God.
Correct.
Zephaniah 3:17. Read that. It says, the Lord your God will joy over thee and sing over thee.
Mm.
Well, if he's a singer, he created the music that he's singing. And that was even before he created the heavens and the earth. So music is not bad. It can't be. He created it.
Yeah. I need to introduce you guys to Dr. Brian Nixon, who's the head of our publishing department. I don't know if you've met Brian.
No, we haven't.
But Brian is a former professional musician, played post-punk music.
Mm. There you go.
But he's a guy that considers Christian music to be things like Bach.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it got its start.
Yeah. But he's so interesting because he loves all genres of music. Correct. He'll listen to a rap song, and then he'll listen to something that's rock and roll, and then he'll listen to something that may be classical. And so you have that same appreciation for music.
You can use music to reach people at all levels, of all different ages, of all different styles, choices of music. So to limit yourself to one kind of music is kind of silly.
Did you ever have parents? I'm asking you all these questions that are off script. Sorry about that. But
no,
I just got this idea that you all are trying to bring out with Christian people, Christian children, middle school through high school, that want to convey their faith and encourage people through their music.
Correct. We want them to be the future lead worshipers. We consider ourselves not worship leaders. We consider ourselves to be lead worshipers. Who's going to take our place? Mm. We have to bring up the young people. And the role of the church is to bring up the music as well as like the pastor preaching his sermons. Music and worship is all a part of it. And if we don't bring those young people up, we're going to lose them. And we are losing them in our country.
And right now is an especially good time because everybody's kind of been locked up and shut down. Hope Christian is an exception to that. They've been open, but limiting a little bit of the after-school programs and things. But you all have been running a program.
Yeah, we ran a program there for 10 years. And we just want to say thank you to Terry Heisey and the board at Hope Christian School for their support of music. Because without them, we couldn't have done what we did. And they still allow us to be a big part of what's going on. So we're very appreciative of them.
Tell us some more about the people that are supporting ABQ God's Talent, Citywide Talent Show. Tell us about your sponsors.
Sure. Well, you want to do it?
Yeah, we have D.R. Holt Auto Care has, been one of our biggest sponsor. And then there are many, like wax also, and music on the west side. We want to invite all local businesses, to be part of what we're doing, And Stonebridge, also construction and design. Mackey Law and Policy. There are just some local businesses, as well as Bible Plus and Geno Academy of Music, also a big part of it with this support.
All of these businesses have a heart to raise up young Christian musicians.
Yeah, and we're grateful for Harmontown Church to be facilitating this event.
They're hosting the whole event, and we couldn't do this without them. And so our new pastor at Harmontown Church, Pastor Lamar. He is like an amazing guy. He's well-versed in what New Mexico is. He's not just some guy from back east that is a transplant here. He is New Mexico. He knows what the needs are here. And we love him.
Good.
And
you guys are helping me a little bit because I've wanted to get him on the show, but I also understand that he took responsibility to pastor Hoffmantown right before the holidays started.
That's right.
He was inundated with just all kinds of crazy stuff. So I had told his office, and his office administrator said it'd be good to contact him after the first year, which is where we are, but he still may be pretty busy.
I'm sure that he would love to come on. I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. You'll like him.
We are talking about the ABQ, God's Talent, Citywide Talent Show, and it's for people that are in middle school or high school that are Christians that want to minister and convey worship, convey a message. I mean, you could be a motivational speaker. You could preach the word. You could read poetry.
Yes,
I'm trying to come up with different ideas. You could be a speed guitar instrumentalist. you could have music and vocals. You could have a group. You could have a band.
Yes, praise band or even vocal, you know, group, like praise team. I mean, there are so many people, I mean, in church, in their churches, they, you know, actively serving. Yeah. That would be great to hear them and, you know.
And you need people to put together a little video, and the website is abqgodspluraltalent.com.
Correct.
And they can figure out how to do an upload and register for the audition. Those are due by February 26th.
Yes.
There's going to be some prizes.
Yes.
And the show is actually March 19th.
Yes. Correct. We have a $300 first prize, $200 second prize, $100 third prize. And so, you know, that's not a great big motivation, but it's certainly nothing to laugh about. And it motivates some of the kids to come up and try.
Yeah.
But we want them to get past their fears. If they have any idea that what they're doing with their talent is something special, get on it. Be a part of what we're doing here. Don't shy away.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really going to be a blast.
An
absolute lot of fun. So again, vocals, instrumentals, comedians, public speakers, preachers, teachers, poets.
Yes.
and you can sing. You know, you're kind of concerned about the lyrical content. You'd like it to be something that's encouraging to
something
our faith.
Honoring the Lord.
Yeah, honoring
yes.
the Lord. Yeah, good stuff.
Our last year's winner, her name was Alina Carter. She was from East Mountain High School. Man, she was on fire for the Lord.
Yeah.
And the reason that she won is because in her whole presence, you could feel that
Holy
she
Spirit.
Loved the Lord. And she
what
just,
did she do?
She was a vocalist.
Oh, vocal. Yeah.
And she just nailed it. We had people from Volcano Vista. We had homeschoolers, Oak Grove Classical, Hope Christian, Jackson Middle School, Pappas, the Public Academy for Performing Arts, all over.
Yeah. So the event after the auditions is going to be March 19th, again, at Hoffmantown Church. That's 8888 Harper Boulevard. 87111's the zip in Albuquerque. The event is free, so you can bring your family, social distancing, all the COVID
That's
health
right.
regulations, and all those things will be followed.
Yes, we will follow the guidelines.
Yeah, we're going to follow strictly the guidelines. The seating is 6 feet apart. They're required to wear masks. We'll take their temperatures as they come in the room. Families can sit together, but we require three of our chairs to separate families, and those a little over 6 feet apart.
Uh-huh.
So we're following all the guidelines.
I love it. I love it. Maria, sorry, what do you see as the future for ABQ God's Talent? Are we working towards a New Mexico God's Talent
yes,
show?
That's what we're hoping and praying through this, that it will reach out more, just more than just Albuquerque area.
Yeah.
But we want to have it to have all state, you know, God's talent to
We
you know,
would have
come
tried
together.
That this year, but because of COVID, we backed off a lot.
Okay, but sure enough, I'm going to tell you this. So our radio station reaches up north to Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
We reach down south as far as Belen, not real clear in Belen.
Yes.
So you got all the southern communities like Los Lunas,
right.
Bosque. We go up to the East Mountain area quite a bit. So I promise you,
mm-hmm.
somebody's calling you from outside of Albuquerque.
Good.
That'd be
Actually,
great.
We welcome them as well.
Good.
Even, you know, I mean, we call it Albuquerque God's Talent, but we do welcome other areas.
Well, let's just say the Albuquerque greater area,
yeah.
which would be Los Lunas and Belen. And if somebody just happened to sneak down from Santa Fe, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah. No, but
I'm looking for talent.
Yeah, and you're looking for people to help them identify their calling. I mean, God may just have some amazing thing in store because that's why he gives us talents.
Yes.
But when that's compared with or combined with a spiritual gift, wow, you can have
a
super minister on your hands, right?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking for, you know, is that first opportunity. They can get their foot in the door. They can see, wow, this really does glorify the Lord. And maybe they'll follow up with it. Maybe they're they have a great future in whatever it is that they're going to present.
What does music mean to you both? I mean, you might take turns answering that question.
As a musician, we know, you know, God ordained us to be skillful and use those skills in serving Him. So we want to see more of this young generation to use their talents and shine for Jesus wherever He assigns us to be, you know.
Now, music is God ordained. The very first service held in the temple that Solomon finally built, that King David supplied all the materials for, the very first service had 288 musicians in that service. Mm-hmm. And God filled the temple with a smoke in order to keep people from talking so yeah. he could just enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And you can read about that in the Bible. I'm not making that up.
No, I love that.
And so music has a history that goes all the way back thousands of years.
I have about a couple times a year. Well, maybe more than that. Maybe four times a year, I have various coaches on the program. I've had Danny Gonzalez, the football coach at the University of New Mexico. I've had your friend Jim Murphy, basketball coach over at Hope. I've had some other coaches in studio as well. In fact, I've got, and Terry Heisey, who right. you've already said thank you to. Terry used to be the basketball coach for the women at Hope Christian School. Now he's the head yeah. of school and yes. a former student. So, you know, what I wanted to ask you with that in mind is, do you see students that are involved in music doing yeah. better in other areas of life, like their schoolwork yeah. and everything? Because that's
Definitely.
What athletes always
Absolutely.
Tell me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they have to learn the discipline, you know, in learning music as well. So they do well. I see many researchers, you know, all over across the country with music as well.
I have a very specific story about that. Our third year here, we had a student that was like on fire with her music. And Jana Dykeiss was her name. She was the valedictorian for that year that she graduated. We had taken her on a mission trip to Indonesia, and now she's an administrator at the school in Indonesia, the school system that we took her to visit on
Doing
the mission
music
trip.
Also,
wow, and she's still a musician.
She's still a musician. She graduated Hope. She went to Calvin College and got her teaching certificate. She taught at a Christian school, I think it's in North Carolina, for 2 years. And then this opportunity came up for this
music
position, administrative position in Indonesia. She took the job, and they love her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us where music has taken you both, because you've done a little traveling, and you've had some fun times.
Yes, we did many, you know, like movies and also radio stuff, you know, in music and in the back in the days when we, you know, were
yeah, we also,
younger.
We also did
we went
a lot
to Korea,
of recordings in
Indonesia.
In South Korea.
Yeah.
We did a whole
Hey, you
musical.
Both are talking like you're really old. You guys are not really old, but you,
getting
you,
older,
do,
yes.
you do have a lot of history that's really cool.
Hopefully getting wiser, but
she's young.
Older.
She's young. I'm 70 years old, so I've had a lot of experience around the world. But we've worked in... We've worked in South Korea, Indonesia,
Singapore.
We've visited our musician friends in Hong Kong. So a lot of Asian experience. I lived and taught, and we did a music mission in Indonesia and Jakarta for 5 years. So, and then I was in LA for 20 years. I taught at a music conservatory. It was the Dick Grove School of Music. Only older musicians will know that, but it was more like a contemporary jazz, pop kind of a situation. And we had students from 32 different countries there.
Wow.
And I worked with just almost anybody you could name while I was in L.A., you know, doing one-off shows. So, and it was all through the Musicians Union. And I don't miss doing that,
no.
to be honest with you.
Well, there's dues that everybody pays.
Yes.
And exactly. And there's times of really, really hard work. And what I like most about what I've learned about both of you in the short time I've known you is that you still love music.
Yes.
Despite how it might have been tough at certain times. We are talking this afternoon about ABQ God's Talent Show. There's a deadline for auditions. That is February 26th. And then there's going to be a nice show at Hoffmantown Church on March 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. The show is free. There's some prize money involved. Contestants need to be middle school through high school
That's
age.
Correct. That's correct.
And there's a lot more to talk about, a lot more things about music. If you're a parent and you think maybe your child might be interested in this, stay tuned because Terry and Madi Asari will tell us more about it. So stay with
Thank
us. We'll
you.
Be right back.
Yes.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Why training camp really matters. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of Vision for Life. Training camp is in the spring for baseball, summer for football, and fall for basketball. Each of these sports has a time of training, and the first few days are the hardest. It's in those first few days where coaches are able to see what they have to work with and where they need to work and focus over the next few weeks. Players who come to camp out of shape are especially criticized. A few years back, much was made out of Albert Haynesworth's inability to pass his conditioning test because he was out of shape. Training camps are crucibles for athletes. You know, we experience our own training camps as we go through challenging seasons that shape and mold our character. The scripture tells us that God doesn't waste these seasons. Proverbs 24:4 states, "Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel." Sometimes we have to have the rust knocked off so that God has something to work with.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us here on ABQ Connect. I want to thank Dave and Holly Slade at Dave Slade & Associates Realtors. They are sponsors of the programming here at KNKT and ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Again, when you first start thinking about it, give Holly a call. Holly and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Terry and Madi Asari, I'm still working on your name.
You're doing great.
The Janos, and the Janos are the owners also of the Jano Academy of Music. They have put together a real neat show. This is the third year for the ABQ God's Talent Show. Deadline February 26th for auditions. Run through us one more time about how those auditions take place.
We need to see the acts, and because of COVID, we're not doing it live. And we would like the contestants to just video themselves. You could use a cell phone. And if you could, then upload that to
YouTube.
Yeah. And then send us the link.
Is there something on their website to kind of walk them through that?
Yes.
And so, that website is abqgodsplurultalent.com.
That's correct.
And you can log into that site and kind of
has all the information on it.
Perfect.
And there's a fillable link where they can fill out the application and do the audition. Now the audition has a $20 fee, and it's not that we're trying to discourage or make money because we lose money on this, but we want the person who's going to audition to be serious.
Right.
About it. So if we just accept anybody, we've found by experience, you just get all kinds of weirdos that maybe don't have a love of God. They just want to be in show business. So we want this to be God glorifying. We want young Christian artists to share their talent with us.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize again, there's just so many different things that can... different ways people can compete. They might want to do a poetry reading.
That's right.
Actually, we've had that.
Have you?
Yes.
They might want to talk about, you know, they may want to do a teaching.
Yeah.
Is there like a time limit or anything they need to take?
We'd like to limit them to around 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I don't know many pastors that can say anything in 3 minutes, but that would be a revolutionary thing if we could get them to do that.
You can share gospel in 1 minute, I guess.
That's right.
You'd probably be able to fill his church if we could give a 3-minute message.
I think that there's a lot of us that think that what we have to say matters, and what really matters is the word.
Yes.
Because that's what's living and active. So
correct.
You're absolutely right. If we could just share God's word very quickly, then it'd be available for questions and talk.
Yes.
And as long as you want. But the word, you could say that very quickly, couldn't you?
Yes,
now,
I could.
You know, what do you really have to do to be saved? The guy that was hanging on the cross next to Jesus, all he had to do was just believe.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have to study the book of Psalms or the book of Daniel or the book of Revelation. You just had to believe.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about people right now that are locked at home. And they might even have some music ability.
Yes.
Back when they were in high school. Maybe
mm-hmm.
it's a person that's 30-plus years old, maybe discouraged about the job market or something. Maybe something's getting them down. Picking up an instrument and something that they might have some ability to do could really help, couldn't it?
Yes.
Music is the healer of our soul.
Mm.
I've used music in my lifetime to get through a lot of rough patches. Sometimes if you're ill or you know, like at my age, I've had a couple of bouts with back pain and things that really were discouraging. Music helped me get through those kind of things. So we encourage people to stay involved with music, even if it's just listening to music. That's a healer of the soul. I love jazz. I listen to jazz a lot. But I also love worship music. To me, it's not so much let me put it this way. Music is of God. And if you use it to glorify God, it's a good thing. Like I've said before, it's the lyrics, the message that can turn evil on you, not the music.
Yeah.
You know, the style has nothing to do with it. You can reach a lot of people that listen to that kind of music, but just put the right words to it. Glorify God with it instead of glorifying an evil one.
Yeah, I tease my children all the time because my oldest son graduated back in 2010, and he likes this rock music the lyrical content sometimes is what I call roaring, or it's like, and I tease him because I'm like, okay, what did he just say? And he knows exactly what he just said, and he listens to a lot of Christian music, but you know, I wanted to be a little different. And again, I have great parents. I don't want to ever say anything negative about my parents. I love them. They were awesome. But they didn't really like the music I listened to back in the days. You know, I was listening to the maybe the lyrical content of Ted Nugent and, you know, the Eagles, and some of the things I listened to back in the day were not the best thing. But I love the music. And you want to invite people, regardless of their taste in music.
Yes.
You're trying to find people that have some talents, have some ability, and bring what they love to the show.
Yeah. Mostly also have to have the heart of God, you know, wanting to honor God and, you know.
Yeah, the heart is really the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The heart is. But just imagine if you got in a time machine and you went back to Bach, and you could be in a room with Bach, and you pulled out your iPhone, and you played some of the current music for him. Would he be, like, flipped out, or would he love it? You know?
You would be more have the ability to answer that than I would, because I have not one bit of musical ability or perspective.
Yeah, well, I don't know what his answer would be. I have a suspicion that he would love a lot of it.
Yeah.
But he was into writing music that was of the church. He wanted to glorify God. And the church has played a big part in that. And that's why we're loving Hoffmantown for allowing us to do this.
Well, and you mentioned off the air a couple people that are, you know, former students.
Yes.
That are doing music and they're doing ministry.
Right.
Doing that. You mentioned Drew Bentley. He's a worship leader at Calvary
exactly.
Church.
Hello, Drew.
Yeah. And Drew is a guy that I know well because he was also a basketball player. And at the same time, my sons were at Hope playing mm-hmm. basketball. And I used to help them and this kind of thing. Now, I never actually knew that Drew had the abilities that he had until I saw him in the pulpit, playing his acoustic guitar and worshiping. In fact, he led worship this morning for our staff.
It's awesome. You know,
which we do every Friday morning. It's really extra special.
Well, it warms our heart when we see ex-students doing this because, I mean, isn't that really the purpose of what we're all about?
Yeah, and ABQ God's Talent is a forum for them to mm-hmm. display what God has given them in terms of both musical ability and calling spiritually.
Yeah, we hate to call it a performance. We don't like the word performers,
okay.
But in a way, it is a performance. They're performing the gift that God gave them. So we don't want to use that term performance in the worldly sense of the word, but in a godly sense of the word.
Yeah.
Present, yeah. I would say, is the more, you yeah. know.
To present
correct.
Their gift.
Now, you mentioned words. A couple of other musicians that are involved in ministry around the community.
Yes. One that I can think of, Abby Romero, she's a she used to be in our praise team, and she now leads worship at the Legacy Church.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then we had an ex-student, Jana Dykeis. She was a valedictorian the year she graduated from Hope Christian School. And we had taken her on a mission trip to Jakarta, Indonesia, to visit a school system there that we used to teach at. And now she is an administrator in that school system there in the worship arts.
Mm. Having been on the mission field, how do people in other countries feel about Americans coming into the mission field?
They love it. It's actually much easier to be a missionary in a foreign country than it is in America. Because they need God over in Indonesia. I mean, their living conditions are unsanitary in a lot of cases, and they're very poor. Not everybody, not in the big cities, but, you know, you go out into the real part of Indonesia. They're suffering. They have to have God. They have to have miracles. They have to have healings. They have to have things that we take for granted because we don't need all that stuff. We don't sometimes even need God to have a great life here. So
yeah.
America's harder to reach.
Yeah. Well, I think we still need God in all cases,
yes.
But we don't realize we need him, and
yeah.
That's a big problem. That's a very until somebody feels pain,
that's right.
They don't know their
well,
need for Jesus.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
We don't feel like we need God.
Yeah.
We have good medical care.
Okay, so this next question is a total, you'll know the guy asking you the question knows nothing about music. So when you look at music on a sheet of paper, is it the same in Indonesia as it is in America?
Yes, we have a universal way of reading music, but we do have our different,
There's a folk music.
Yeah, folk music.
That's written out in
we
a
have a
different
scale
way.
That they use, you know, I mean, they use also beside the universal, you know, notation. So they do have both culturally, you know, they have their own cultural music.
Yeah, and it sounds
and
really
it's
different.
It's different from just, you know, the world universal.
Now, can you as musicians, I mean, could you go to Nashville and pick up bluegrass and then could you go up to Seattle, Washington and play in the orchestra up there? No problem.
You should. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that we could. And,
yeah.
You know, we've both experienced a lot of different kinds of music. I recorded with some really old country people like Bob Wills. A long time ago, when I was really young, I worked a couple of things with the Santa Fe Opera Company when they were doing some pop music. This was back in early 1970s, after I got out of the military. I've worked with people like Anita O'Day, a jazz singer that was worked with the big bands, Rita Moreno, who did...
Sure, I'm familiar with her name.
Yeah. I even worked with the Temptations for a while, you know. I've performed in concert with... when I was here in New Mexico and when I was young, I worked with Al Hurricane for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's how I paid my way through school.
Yeah. Well, of course, Al just passed away here in recent years, a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah. His son has taken over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really, really talented musician. We're in studio this afternoon with Terry and Maria Sari Jano. They own the Jano Academy of Music. They're also putting on the ABQ God's Talent Show, and that's going to be auditions are the deadline for that is February 26th. You audition through YouTube, submitting a little video of your presentation and whatever you're doing. And there's just such a variety. You could be a comedian, you could be a vocalist, instrumentalist. All varieties of music.
Yeah,
welcome.
Surprises.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. I really have to introduce you to Dr. Brian Nixon because he's always inventing different combinations and genres of what he's playing. He loves to write music. He shared that with me last week. But we're going to be back with one more segment with the Jano. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You get a better deal and a better experience. Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or just come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, a Montaño west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
Dad, what's going on? Is that Miracle Guy?
That is just a training exercise, probably.
In the new movie We Can Be Heroes, now streaming on Netflix, we meet Missy Moreno. She's a spunky tween leading a group of superhero kids to save the Earth from an alien invasion after their superhero parents are captured. Missy doesn't have the amazing abilities that her dad and the other kids have, but Missy's strong character and courage are pretty super, too, as she leads this pint-sized charge. We Can Be Heroes is obviously aimed at a younger audience, and it avoids most content missteps. Superheroic combat is the biggest issue here, so we're giving We Can Be Heroes a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
A strong marriage can change a couple, a community, and a culture. Join us at Calvary Church Albuquerque for our Marriage Enrichment Workshop, Friday evening, February 5th and Saturday, February 6th. Before the workshop, couples will complete the number one research-based marriage evaluation tool by Prepare Enrich. At the workshop, you'll get the personalized results and practical application from trained facilitators. The cost for this workshop is $95 per couple, and space is limited. Register by January 24th at calvarynm.church/events.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The ABQ God's Talent Show is coming up on March 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Hoffmantown Church. That's at 8888 Harper Boulevard Northeast. Pastor Lamar, the new pastor over there, is a big supporter of the ABQ God's Talent Show and auditions. Maria Sari, you're going to tell us a little bit about those and maybe give us some hints on how to prepare those videos.
Well, online, you know, we put it out where people can submit the video, but basically we have guidelines in that. We'll make sure that when you send a video in a clear, bright setting where we can see what you're doing in maximum of 2 or 3 minutes, I would say through 2 minutes, you know, and make sure you check your video and audio to be heard clearly before sending it off. And you may also want to use a backup track. And as long as we can hear your voice, that would be okay to send that. And you can send a video in real time without editing.
Yeah.
That's basically.
Yeah, and we'd prefer it if they uploaded it to YouTube.
Okay.
And just send us a link. Because it's, if you try to send a video through an email attachment, sometimes they're too large.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And to me, technology challenged, old guy, when you're talking to middle school and high school students, probably uploading to YouTube is no big deal.
Yeah,
no, they
know more than any of us probably.
Well, I know that all five of my children can text with one thumb faster than I can talk without ever looking at their thumb or their hand while they're doing it. So
I believe you.
Yeah. Well, I remember learning how to type on a typewriter, which nobody in the age group we're talking about would even know what a typewriter is.
Probably
they would
not
call that a keyboard, right? Yeah. What about all this automated music? Long time ago, and you're familiar with the Christian artist Brian Duncan. I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I went to see what they billed as Brian Duncan and the Japanese Akano Band. Now, what that meant was Brian Duncan was using a Sony DVD player or CD player. That was the Japanese Akano Band to back up what he was playing on the keyboards. But it was kind of an innovative thing. He didn't, you know, didn't have the money, and they weren't going to spend a whole jillion dollars on bringing in all these musicians. So he used a Japanese made CD player from Sony to plug into his keyboard, and it was a great concert. But I thought it was kind of funny. And I thought about that in auditioning for this. There's all kinds of cool ways that kids can put the music together, and it's not individuals. You want bands. You
right.
can have backup musicians and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Use whatever technology is available to you that you know how to use. The more the better.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to churches now, big churches that have the money and the facilities to do proper sound and proper lighting, they're using what was known as stems, which is pre-recorded music that they play along with as they play live as well. Like they might not have string players, but on the stem, it'll provide the string sounds that they're looking for. If you go to live shows, they do that all the time. So technology is a great thing if it's used properly.
Yeah. Again, off script. Sorry I'm going off all
That's
these
okay.
topics that we drew up, but I'm thinking that I've seen a beautiful performance that's a presentation of the gospel in ballet form called Christmas Joy.
Yes.
My daughter Taylor was really participating in that for a number of years. It's a beautiful show. And I'm thinking that there's some dancers, some ballerinas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem we have with the dancing is that our stage at Hoffmantown is carpeted.
Gotcha.
And that makes it hard. But we welcome a dancer if they're willing to deal with that part of the
Yeah, so they might need, if they make it past the audition, they need to come down and check it out and make sure they have what they need to do that.
I would recommend that. You know, I mean, we can only work with what God has provided.
Yeah.
And we've had dancers up there that did fine on the carpeting.
Well, one of the things that I always look for to make sure that the Holy Spirit is present in any church is either hardwood like a basketball court or a basketball goal.
Yeah.
They have that. I'm teasing, you know that. I'm being facetious. But no basketball players can come and shoot baskets unto the Lord for the ABQ God's Talent Show.
I think that's stretching, stretching it a bit.
This is only kind of question that somebody that has no rhythm, no musical ability, no voice. In fact, one of my good friends that used to lead worship at Calvary Church a long time ago, my friend Chet Evans, one time he came to me and he said, you know, it might be better if you just hum so that he won't distract somebody.
Well, you can hum in a rhythm, I guess. Even basketball player needs rhythm, right?
Hey, most basketball players have great rhythm. I'm just an exception to the rule. Yeah, I have. I'm embarrassed to my mom used to play a little metronome when she was trying to teach me how to play the piano. And I couldn't keep time to save my life. And you could put that thing on as slow, you know, tick, tick tock, and I don't get it. It doesn't work in my brain.
You know, a lot of kids have that issue. A lot of kids do. It takes a little practice for some of them, but most of them get it. So you are an exception, Jim. You know?
But we're really talking about not just a show. I mean, this is something that parents can get involved in and helping their children prepare for and encourage them. And it takes some discipline. It takes some hard work. I mean, you can't just walk into the show. There's some talented people there.
Yeah.
No, and I guarantee them that if they'll encourage their children to become part of this, that whenever they go to the performance, they'll be very proud of watching their young, talented musician.
Yeah. And this is, you guys, when did you start playing music, Maria? Sorry.
When I was nine years old.
And who motivated you?
Her mother.
Yeah, my mom. But I
don't
know.
Was she a musician too?
No, she was a singer. Like, she likes to sing.
She bought an organ for the church, and they didn't have somebody to play it. So she says, oh, my daughter will do it. So she was forced into it.
Yeah, and I said, what? I haven't really learned anything. But, well, you will now that you have, you know, an organ to play. So
is the word or the concept of natural ability something that you feel like you had?
I feel like, yes, I believe the Lord has given me that, you know, desire to do some music in me. So I took that seriously. And one time I was in church and really just praying to God. And I was asking in my heart and asking the Lord, I would love to do something like this when I grow up, you know, like just to serve God in church, you know, in His whatever mission, you know, that He sent me. So that's what I've been doing all my life, really.
What is your favorite thing about music?
You mean like just...
I mean, it could be the rhythm, it could be the piece you have, it could be the reaction of the crowd, I don't know.
No, it's just not just the feeling, but really just the music, you know, to just give me joy when I play and just knowing that this is of God and to God. So I like to worship, you know, with music.
Yeah, so like if you just got a letter from the IRS and you have that feeling in your heart, if you set that aside and you start doing your music, all that IRS goes away.
Yeah.
So that's what we get out of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to give back to what God has given me, you know, just offer that sacrifice of praise.
Yeah. Terry, do you have a favorite type of music you like to play now?
Yeah, I like jazz.
Jazz.
Yeah. A lot of people think that's ungodly, but it's beautiful music.
I don't think it's ungodly. I think the rhythms are even more complicated than that metronome I was trying to keep.
It's a complicated form of music.
It is.
I had to work hard to be able to play it.
Yeah. I'm always fascinated with how people dance and how they mix music when everything gets really complicated. But I'm fascinated to know now that this really is a universal language.
Yes.
Every country can look at music on paper and musicians know what it is and what it says and how to play it.
Yes.
When I went to Indonesia to live and teach and do our mission there, I got invited to play with so many people. I mean, thousands of people. And it didn't matter if I was an American. All that mattered was I was a musician. I was accepted immediately.
How are race relations among musicians?
There is no problem with race.
They're not looking at you, you know, that you're from different country. They just want to see what you can share with music and enjoy that gift. You know?
In Indonesia, it's a Muslim majority country.
Yeah.
Most of the musicians I worked with outside of the church were Muslims, and we had no issues whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
None. I love them, and they love me.
I think we need to teach all of our representatives in Washington and the state of New Mexico how to play an instrument. That might solve a lot. What do you think?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
I agree.
Remind everybody one more time, ABQ God's Talent Show is Friday, March 19th, 2021, 7 o'clock p.m. at Hoffmantown Church. They're at 8888 Harper Boulevard. The deadline for auditioning is done electronically. You have to go to abqgodstalent.com. And you can register to audition. You can upload your video to YouTube, and that's how they get started. By February 26th, they need those in.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. God bless you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.